Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Donald Trump's conviction in his New York hush money trial makes him the first former American president to be found guilty of felony crimes. The jury's verdict Thursday capped a trial centered on claims of sex and financial cover-ups and exposes Trump to prison time. However, in an AP interview, former Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance says he does not think Trump will get prison time based on political realities.
To sentence Donald Trump to jail when he's essentially going to be the Republican candidate for president and may well be president presents more more troubles and difficulties than it's actually worth.
Trump's sentencing is set for July the 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Convention. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Chief Justice John Roberts is rejecting requests from Senate Democrats to discuss Supreme Court ethics and the controversy over flags that flew outside Justice Samuel Alito's homes.
The flags are like those carried by Capitol rioters. Two Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats asked Roberts for the meeting a week ago and wanted him to ensure that Alito recused himself from any high court cases concerning the riot or Donald Trump's bids to overturn his election loss. Roberts declined the meeting and noted justices decide for themselves when to step aside from cases. Alito told House and Senate lawmakers yesterday he will not recuse. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Houthis' Al-Masara television said on Friday 16 people had been killed, 35 wounded, and U.S. and British strikes on Yemen. The U.S. and British military said the launched strikes against the Houthi targets in Yemen as part of efforts to deter the militant group from further disrupting shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthis, who control Yemen's capital and most populous areas, have attacked international shipping in the Red Sea since November in solidarity with the Palestinians and the war between Israel and Hamas militants, drawing U.S. and British retaliatory strikes since February. The U.S. announcing Thursday it had given Ukraine permission to use U.S.-supplied weapons to target Russia, but only near Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. The decision marks a major policy change. President Biden had refused to allow Ukraine to use American weapons for assaults inside Russian territory. The policy of not allowing long-range strikes inside Russia with U.S.-supplied weapons, however, remains unchanged. The residents of Goramara Island are fighting to save their homes from disappearing into the sea in the face of rising sea levels and increasingly fierce storms, putting climate change front and center for India's politicians trying to win their vote. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has the story.
Just 90 miles south of Kolkata, media has dubbed Goramara the sinking island. It has lost nearly half of its area to soil erosion in the last two decades and could completely disappear within a few decades if a solution is not found. Its 3,700 registered voters will be heading to the polls on Sunday, the final day of voting in India's massive general election. Some political candidates, including from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, have visited the island recently. The TMC-run state government recently announced a project to strengthen the island's embankments. However, many villagers remain skeptical that political promises will turn into action.
A third U.S. dairy worker tested positive for bird flu after exposure to infected cows. In an AP interview, Michigan's chief medical executive says the worker in Michigan suffered respiratory issues where the previous cases were just eye irritations, but it's too soon to say if the virus is mutating. Partial results in South Africa's national election have put the long-running African National Congress at less than 50% of the vote. The final results from Wednesday's vote could bring the biggest political shift in the country's young democracy. The Independent Electoral Commission says they will announce the results on Sunday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.